You're listening to SBS News.
United States Secretary of State Antony Blinken has visited Israel with the Iranian nuclear deal at the top of the agenda. Former US President Donald Trump scrapped the deal in 2018. Now President Joe Biden has been working to restore it, but Israel is worried more safeguards are needed to prevent Iran from developing nuclear weapons. Iran has insisted that a revived nuclear accord, which diplomats say is close, is conditional on the Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps being taken off a US terrorist list. But US Special Envoy for Iran, Robert Malley, says that won't change even if there is a deal to limit Iran's nuclear program.
It would have been better, but it's not intended to. It wasn't able to address the other issues, including issues related to Iran's regional policy, issues related to other sanctions, other US sanctions.
Israel is hosting foreign ministers during US Secretary of State Antony Blinken's visit. Spokesman for the Israeli Ministry for Foreign Affairs, Lior Hayat, says the two-day summit is historic for the delegates involved.
The State Secretary of the United States and the foreign ministers of Egypt, the UAE, Bahrain and Morocco, the idea is to send a message of unity and of stability and peace to the people of the region.
Israeli Foreign Minister Yair Lapid appeared at a press conference with Mr. Blinken, stating open communication is vital.
Israel will do anything we believe is needed to stop the Iranian nuclear program. Anything. From our point of view, the Iranian threat is not theoretical. The Iranians want to destroy Israel. They will not succeed. We will not let them.
He says it's critical to have an unwavering commitment to make sure Iran does not acquire a nuclear weapon.
We have disagreements about a nuclear agreement and its consequences, but open and honest dialogue is part of the strength of our friendship. Israel and the United States will continue to work together to prevent a nuclear Iran.
Mr. Blinken is also using the visit to ease uncertainty about global powers potentially renewing an international nuclear deal with Iran. He also told Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas the US wants to help resolve the long-term conflict with Israel.
At the heart of all of this is an ongoing, enduring commitment to the basic principle of a two-state solution.
It's hoped the Arab states can normalise ties with Israel despite the stalling of peacemaking efforts involving Palestinians. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.